It's Tuesday, the 23rd of September, and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 1 p.m. news. Addressing the high-level meeting on the 30th anniversary of the 4th World Conference on Women at the United Nations in New York, President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah said Namibia has closed 81.1% of its gender gap, ranking 8th globally and 1st in Africa, referencing the 2025 World Economic Forum Global Gender Gap Report. President Nandi Ndaitwah did, however, say more needs to be done to include rural women in economic activities.
As we reflect on our progress, we are also aware that our work is far from to be done. There are areas where there is room for improvement, particularly in the area of economics. In our national context, this is mainly in the area of economic inclusion of women in main economic activities such as mining, fishery, oil and gas, particularly rural women who still remain in the margin of the economic activities.
Staying with the latest from the 80th UN General Assembly currently underway in New York, South African President Cyril Ramaphosa says his country is committed to preserving nature for current and future generations. Speaking at the Africa Keystone Protected Area Partnership reception, Ramaphosa said that Africa's 162 protected areas could make a major contribution to biodiversity conservation.
South Africa, we have had a proud reputation as a leader in sustainable and responsible nature conservation, as is our duty as one of the world's mega biodiverse countries. But we are also very proud to have as our neighbors important countries like Botswana and Mozambique who work with us in this whole endeavor of protecting our natural resources.
Back home, Agribank is rolling out an arrears relief program to assist farmers struggling with loan repayments. Agribank spokesperson Philemon Nangonya has the details.
There are a few conditions before this write-off takes place. The first condition, we expect clients that are in legal space to at least pay 25% of the arrear balance. So that means they are paying the loan installment and the interest portion, excluding penalty interest. You pay 25%. Those that are in pre-legal, we expect them to pay at least 20% of that arrear balance, which is just an installment, including the normal interest portion, less penalty interest.
Then Prime Minister Eliangurare will launch the National Youth Development Fund next Monday. The Namibia Press Agency reports that Finance Minister Erica Shafuda says the five-year program will provide loans and mentorship to help youth-run businesses grow. And from the international stage, the recognition of a Palestinian state by various countries has been met with widespread condemnation in Israel, and Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is contemplating an Israeli response that's expected to come next week.
Israeli politicians from across the political spectrum have denounced the recognition of a Palestinian state by the UK, Canada, Australia, and Portugal. Prime Minister Netanyahu called it a terror state and vowed a Palestinian state will not be established. Centrist opposition leader Yair Lapid called the move a harmful step and a reward for terror. Netanyahu says that Israel's response will come when he returns from the U.S. next week after meeting President Trump on Sunday. Israel is believed to be considering annexing parts of the West Bank, a move that the UAE and Saudi Arabia have warned would jeopardize normalization efforts between Israel and Arab countries. Blake Sifton, Tel Aviv.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.